never do it. If there were struggles and we never knew it, I guess they had each other and that was enough. You know you can't keep the ground from shaking. No matter how hard you try, you can't keep the sunsets from fading. You gotta treat your life like you're jumping off a rope swing, baby, cause the whole thing's really just a shot in the dark. You gotta love like there's no such thing as a broken heart. You gotta love like there's no such thing as a broken heart. What am I gonna tell my kids when they see all of this that goes down on TV? When the whole world is down on its luck, I gotta make sure they keep their chin up. Cry when it hurts, laugh when it's funny. Chase after the dream, don't chase after the money. And no, we got each other, and that's what's up. Cause you can't keep. As a broken heart.
The entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Plum City, Elkmount. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. After an advisory panel for the Centers for Disease Control changed its recommendations around the COVID vaccines to no longer require the shot, the agency is facing new pushback. Sean O'Leary is a member of the American Academy of Pediatrics Committee on Infectious Diseases.
These committee members demonstrated a profound lack of knowledge about vaccines, about the immune system, about the real-world impact of this, the decisions that they're making.
National Guard troops are set to deploy to Memphis, but as for when or how many troops, Governor Bill Lee says...
That'll all be worked out in the next couple weeks.
It's all part of the Trump administration's efforts to use federal troops to crack down on what they see as rampant crime and illegal immigration. Estonia's foreign minister Margus Tsahkna is calling for new sanctions against Russia after military jets violated its airspace Friday, not long after Russian drones entered Polish airspace. This is ABC News. Major tech companies, including Amazon and Microsoft, are reportedly advising employees on H-1B visas to get back to the U.S. before the end of today. This after President Trump signed an executive order requiring companies to pay a $100,000 fee to start or renew those visas. Tight security is planned at the memorial service this weekend for conservative activist Charlie Kirk.
Tens of thousands of supporters expected to pack an NFL arena in Arizona Sunday to hear speeches from President Trump, members of the administration, and Kirk's family members.
And I guess I'll say a few words. I don't know, but I guess I will. But I know him very well. He was an amazing guy.
Federal law enforcement agencies saying they are currently tracking, quote, several threats of unknown credibility against people planning to attend the memorial, according to a new assessment obtained by ABC News.
ABC's Olivia Rubin. I'm Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Summer's almost over, but the heat is pressing on. If you've got battery trouble, stop by AutoZone for free battery testing. It may just need a charge, and we'll do that for free, too. If you do need a battery, we've got options starting at just $89.99. And we'll recycle your old battery for free. Now that's a strong start. Don't miss the end of summer sale. Now at AutoZone until September 22nd.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Fall is the season for reinvention, and it's easy to do at Macy's Fall Favorite Sale. Come in and find your new favorite styles, like romantic ruffled dresses, chic trenches, cashmere sweaters, and textural fall layers, which are perfect for mixing and matching. All for 20 to 50% off. So if you're looking for your new favorite things, look no further than the Fall Favorite Sale. Today, only at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Now this news update. On Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Bob Haig. Microsoft's Racine County footprint set to expand an additional $4 billion investment to its planned data center campus in Mount Pleasant. Will increase the center's workforce to around 800 employees. The new building will bring Microsoft's total investment in Racine County to $7 billion. Authorities in Washington state believe they've found the remains of a Wisconsin man wanted for kidnapping and killing his three young daughters. Travis Decker was the subject of multiple large-scale searches after his daughters ages 5, 8, and 9 were found dead last June. The DNR urging fall waterfowl hunters to be safe. Most important thing is to wear a life jacket, especially as you're probably wearing heavier clothing as the fall continues and temperatures drop. Wisconsin Radio Network.
It's the final year of the John Harmon Chicken Dinners with the Durand Rod and Gun Club. The next dinner is September 25th, starting at 5:30 at the Durand Rod and Gun Club. Advanced reservations are required. Call Greater Insurance Services of Durand for reservations, 672-5921, 672-5921.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, scattered showers and thunderstorms, highs in the low 70s. Tonight, a few storms and a low around 59. On Sunday, some fog may be starting your day, then a high near 72 under partly sunny skies. For Monday, scattered showers and storms and a high around 74. For Tuesday, partly sunny, 73. Wednesday, mostly sunny and a high of 72. Currently 59 degrees.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
When I was 14, I was falling fast for a blue-eyed girl in my homeroom class. Trying to find the courage to ask her out was like trying to get oil from a water spout. What you would have said, I can't say. I never did ask, don't you? Moved away, but I learned something from my blue eyes.
John Michael Montgomery, and Life's a Dance. Hey there, I'm Linda on your Saturday filling in. Hope you're having a great day.
Someone you know about us. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
True, in this modern world, when two lovers get together, chances of them ever making it to forever couldn't be better than two in a million hearts. Girl, this ain't just another run-of-the-mill emotion. What I'm feeling is a definition of devotion. My love for you is true.
can be borrowed, so there's no way to know when I'll live my last tomorrow. But every day I get, I'll share with you. This feeling just keeps getting stronger as the time goes by. It's written on my face, you can see it in my eyes. My love for you is true.
For you 24/7. We're Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
From a dirt road corn crop, boots ain't ever seen easy street, where Skeeter gets slapped about as fast as a star drops. Roots run deep in this family tree. Ooh, bust your ass, still won't make a killing. Ooh, it's a lifestyle, it ain't a living. From the red, white, and blue, flying high at the farm, to the Boone Crockett stud. Testifying from the bone in the cut till the day that I'm dust. I'ma stay country or die trying. I don't do much thinking about time in a pine box. Sure as hell ain't scared to go. I'm a hard-headed, God-fearing man from the boondocks. Chisel those words on my gobble headstone. Up on the shelf. Red neck
It's Blake Shelton. So Blake Shelton is on this TV show called The Road, which is actually like a new music competition. I'm thinking it's going to be kind of like American Idol. It's created by Taylor Sheridan, you know, who does all those like Yellowstone shows and stuff like that. It's going to premiere October 19th on CBS, and it's also going to stream on Paramount Plus. Sounds like a really great idea. Blake Shelton is the executive producer and the co-creator of the show. We'll see how it goes. Put that on your calendar.
Wisconsin Radio Network Sports reporting guy Tim Fisher will start with college football, where the Wisconsin Badgers look for a bounce back as they open up Big Ten play hosting the Maryland Terrapins at Camp Randall this morning. The Badgers come in off of last week's 38-14 loss at the hands of Alabama. For head coach Luke Fickell, he knows he needs to be positive in spite of adversity.
Understanding that we're going to maybe be playing with some redshirt freshmen, we're going to be playing with some young guys. You know, I can't say, hey, it's about a consistency. It's about development. It's about playing your best ball at the end of the year and then having the most inconsistent guy leading and guiding the program. So I'm not going to rise and fall on everything that happens on Saturday. It kills you. It doesn't mean you don't feel bad, but your ability to come back in the next day, to pick it up, continue to move forward, find the things that you need to get better at is really what that focus is.
The 2-1 Badgers host the 3-0 Terrapins this morning, kickoff at 11 a.m. from Camp Randall. To the pros, where the Green Bay Packers take their 2-0 record on the road to Cleveland tomorrow. For head coach Matt LaFleur, he knows the Browns' defensive line poses a challenge, and not just Myles Garrett.
A very disruptive unit. They get off the ball, create a lot of carnage from the offensive line perspective. They do a great job, and they play with relentless effort. So I think that's one of the, I guess, something that they can hang their hat on is just how hard they play for four quarters.
The 2-0 Pack, the 0-2 Browns, kick off tomorrow from Cleveland set for 12 noon. To Major League Baseball, where the Milwaukee Brewers dropped the opener of their series to the St. Louis Cardinals by the final count of 7-1. It was a 5-run fifth inning that blew it open for St. Louis. Jacob Mizorowski tanks the loss, allowing 2 earned runs over 3 2/3. The Brewers and Cardinals again tonight, 6:15 first pitch. Chad Patrick gets the start against Miles Michaelis. I'm Tim Fisher, Wisconsin Radio Network Sports.
More fiber and laxatives, eh?
Who are you?
I'm future you.
Future me?
Constipation with belly pain still coming back? Our doctor figured it out. It's irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. And Linzess could help you get ahead of it.
Linzess Linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to end your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other IRS actions. Make sure you're getting the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima today for a free confidential consultation.
Call 800-517-9383. That's 800-517-9383. 800-517-9383.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Hey, baby.
Meet me down at the railroad tracks. I got Tom Petty playing in my Silverado and I'm ice down a six pack. Ow. Hey Daisy, don't you worry about your mama. Like 007, we can keep it covert. Undercover on the ground by the water, gonna get a little peace on earth. I say, baby, won't you see me go picking wildflowers? Got a spot way back in the woods. Sneak away for a couple of hours. You and me, baby, a picking wildflowers. Hey, baby, Mother Nature is waiting and love's blooming like a cherry tree. Let's buzz around, maybe do some pollinating, yeah. Dive in like honeybees. Baby, won't you say we go picking wildflowers? Got a spot way back in the woods. Sneak away for a couple of hours. You and me, baby. I'm picking wildflowers.
Station's so good, you'll want to set two presets. FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
it's your love. It just does something to me. It sends a shock right through me. I can't get enough. And if you wonder about the spell I'm under, oh, it's your love. It's your love. It's your
a station so good, you'll want to set two presets. FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
Post Malone, Morgan Wallen could be your theme song for the weekend. I had some help. In just a little bit, Gretchen Wilson and Dan Seals.
Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Billy? Upside is the hottest cash back app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. Top users make between $200 to $300 per month.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes, I'm looking at the Upside app now, and there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code BILL25 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code BILL25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code BILL25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, scattered showers and thunderstorms, highs in the low 70s. Tonight, a few storms and a low around 59. On Sunday, some fog may be starting your day, then a high near 72 under partly sunny skies. For Monday, scattered showers and storms and a high around 74. For Tuesday, partly sunny, 73. Wednesday, mostly sunny and a high of 72. Currently 59 degrees.
This is Dairy Rewind, a look back at what happened this week in the dairy industry. Milky Monday.
Dave Kurzowski, Stonex Dairy Group broker in Chicago. Dave, the cash dairy markets were looking pretty sad last week with butter falling below $2 per pound for the first time since December 2nd, 2021, almost 4 years ago. In fact, a year ago, it was trading at $3.13 per pound. Cheese has also seen some weakness. I have to wonder where these prices would be if we didn't have the exports we've been seeing.
Yeah, great question. Good exports. Back in July, we exported just over 18 million pounds of butter, which is pretty good for butter. Historically speaking, look at like cheese, we export something like 115, 110 million pounds this summer, million pounds of cheese this summer. So we don't export nearly as much butter as we do cheese, but really strong numbers nonetheless for butter. Here's the thing, Lee, I think the market is on the other side of what was going on this summer, which was really strong demand for derivative contracts, future options on futures contracts, you know, OTC swaps. There's a lot of, hey, I got to get some hedges on for the second half of the year that drove the futures market up.
Tuesday.
So when we think about competition at the feed bunk, personalities or dominance can come into play. So sometimes if a cow has a more dominant persona, they may be more apt to physically push other cows around. That all can go into play of how much competition certain animals are involved in. But then there's also some other management strategies to consider too, with how much competition is occurring at the feed bunk. So some of those are, of course, feed availability and the consistency of that feed. So, you know, back to the basics, if you will, of some of the management takeaways of always making sure that feed spans the whole bunk, is pushed up frequently, and then we're, you know, mixing it to that precision where each cow is ideally able to consume a uniform ration.
Wednesday.
The All-American overall, we had 1,800 dairy cows that have been checked in for the show.
This show really is geared towards those youth exhibitors.
We have a statewide 4-H dairy youth show for Pennsylvania. It's all of our FFA and 4-H juniors for this event. We had, almost 400 kids participate in showmanship, junior, intermediate, and senior divisions.
And that showmanship really is a foundation.
Oh, absolutely. So this is valuation that's done strictly on juniors that are in the ring. It's not so much their heifers and their cows. You want them to have a good bond with their animal and know that they've worked ahead of time. They've done the homework and they're getting the job done. But it's also a chance for the juniors. Hey, they might be really nervous. This is the first time they're going into the ring. It's great for them.
Thursday.
Hola.
Welcome, Katie. We're glad to have you with us today. Katie, what is Agvocate?
Agvocate is an online and in-person agricultural education program that is bridging the gaps between Spanish and non-Spanish-speaking people in agriculture.
You really have a passion for that. Tell us about that and how it developed with you.
It developed when I grew up on my family's dairy as a third-generation farmer, and then I was also a first-generation farmer for 13 years. And I remember specifically trying to explain to my Spanish-speaking team about a new milking protocol we were putting in, and they just weren't understanding, and they weren't understanding the why behind it. And it's like, how can I better communicate this? And Google Translate was not cutting it, because Google Translate doesn't understand milking procedure.
Friday.
Welcome to today's Feed Forum, and our topic will be looking at alfalfa's value from field to the feed bunk. This was recently presented at the four-state nutrition conference, looking at the pluses on alfalfa. Certainly, we know that it has a very reduced emission of carbon. It can improve soil structure. Alfalfa will actually sequester nitrogen in the ground, so therefore it reduces nitrogen requirements in subsequent crops, reduces losses of water and wind erosion on farms as well, allows for impenetration of nutrients, reducing leaching or running off, and certainly can improve the microbial activity in the soil as well. However, there's been a decline in the use of alfalfa, and part of that is related to yields compared to other crops, specifically corn silage as well. There are advantages and disadvantages of alfalfa. Take a look, and it appears like the blended of the alfalfa and corn silage is a nice complementary fit. And finally, economics, land, slope, rotation, these are all factors that play into those decisions on the amount of alfalfa being raised on your farm. Well, that completes the program for today. Thanks. Have a great day.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnekins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange Friday, milk markets were lower. October and November milk both down 28. October at 17.17. November 16.71. December milk down 10 to 17. Even January down 7 at 16.90. Cheese markets, barrels were steady at 164. 40-pound blocks down 3.25 to 165. No trades on the day. Cash butter down 5.5 to 175. 12 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk up 0.25 to 114.75. 5 trades. Dry whey up 1 to 64 and 1 trade on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets were mostly higher on the day. As the trade decided to do some technical buying, there were some bids for live cattle, but not a lot of cash markets developed. Even though boxed beef prices were lower, live cattle were higher. Feeder cattle also moving up mostly higher. Again, some of this is due to the fact that there's still some tight supply of feeder cattle. Strength in live cattle also helped the market. Hog markets mostly higher as well. The trade was comfortable letting the complex chop sideways to slightly higher. Was also helpful that midday pork cutout values were higher. October live cattle up $1.20 to $233.57. September feeder cattle up 97 cents to $359.15. October hogs up 50 cents to $97.97. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat all were mostly lower on the day. Not a lot of big news in the markets. The weather will allow for good early harvest of corn and also good early harvest of soybeans. No news of any type of agreement between the U.S. and China on Friday. That also provided some additional pressure. Wheat lower due to strength in the dollar and decent weather for winter wheat planting. December corn was up 0.25 to 424. New crop 26 down 0.75 to 462. November beans down 12 to 1025.5. Chicago wheat December down 1.75 to 522.5. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
From raging storms and relentless winds to unforgiving heat, proven G3 from Pivot Bio just keeps working, featuring the only gene-edited microbe continuously fixing nitrogen in the presence of synthetic nitrogen. Proven G3's three modes of action: feed more nitrogen, boost nutrient uptake, and amplify yield potential day in and day out. Learn more about Proven G3's durable nitrogen delivery at pivotbio.com.
Local bids from Friday at Alcivia Durand, cash and October corn, 364, December 369, new crop 26, 402, cash and October beans at 916, December 925, new crop 26, 960. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn at 370, October 374, November 374, December 379. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn at 378, October 372, December 377. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash and new crop corn 369, cash and new crop beans at 940. at Allied Cooperative Blair. Cash corn 374, new crop 26, 412. Cash beans 923, new crop 26 at 980. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn at 380. October and November, 377. New crop 26 at 417. Cash beans, 936. October, November, 931. New crop 26, 1010. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 367. New crop 371. Cash beans, 943. New crop also at 943. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 228 to 247, Holstein fed cattle 195 to 222, market cows 127 to 162, bulls 165 to 204, calves 700 to 1660, beef steers 205 to 655, Holstein steers 200 to 405. Sheep markets, light lambs 225 and down, market lambs 220 and down, ewes 120 and down, rams 85 and down, goat markets, does 115 and down, bucks 255 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to WRDN.
For five generations, starting in 1883, Goodrich Funeral Home has been serving families in the area. The staff members of Goodrich Funeral Home will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. A ceremony can be anything you wish it to be, simple or elaborate, traditional or unique. No matter how it's tailored, such a ceremony is an important step in recovering from loss. Goodrich Funeral Home, our family serving your family for years to come.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, scattered showers and thunderstorms, highs in the low 70s. Tonight, a few storms and a low around 59. On Sunday, some fog may be starting your day, then a high near 72 under partly sunny skies. For Monday, scattered showers and storms and a high around 74. For Tuesday, partly sunny, 73. Wednesday, mostly sunny and a high of 72. It's 60 at our studios.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Taking my hand.
Pepin Alma Eagles. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
In the corner of the hardware store, gathered round a checkerboard. Old men telling lies and crowning kings. Kids driving round the old town square. Cops roll down in the cool night air. Go and see what's shaking at the Dairy Queen. Down home, where they know you by name and treat you like family. Down home, a man's good word and a handshake are all you need. Folks know, if they're falling on hard times, they can fall back home. Those of us raised up down. When I was a boy, I couldn't wait to leave this place. But now I want to see my children raised. Down.